This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, the dramatic story of Jesus being anointed at a place called Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem, by a woman who uses an expensive jar of perfume that Mark says was worth a year's wages and pours it over the head of Jesus as an act of extravagant love. Jesus says this about the woman: "This woman, what she did to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth," he said, "wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." That's where we pick it up today.
Question: when you're gone, what would be the one thing that people will associate with your memory? You ever thought about that? What's the one thing, the first thing that people will come to mind when they think about you and they talk about you? You know, the sad thing is there's so many people I know just in my circle of influence that when you will mention their name in posterity, people will say, "He was an angry guy. You know, she really had quite a temper. Do you remember that?" And that will be the first thing that's spoken of that person. Well, she was a bitter woman because, you know, she didn't get what she wanted in life. Or he was bitter about what happened at work. She was bitter what happened at the college or the university. You know, I mentioned it parenthetically at the second service. There's so many people that will talk about how they didn't get a fair deal in life. Maybe you've said that. Maybe we've all said it. We didn't get a fair shake at work. We didn't get a fair shake in college or the university. Listen carefully. You got a fair deal at the cross. Don't you ever forget that. You got a fair deal at the cross. When Jesus Christ gave his life as an atoning sacrifice for your sin, you got a good deal. You got a great deal. Your sins are forgiven through what he did on the cross, and we forget that. We totally forget that. I want to suggest another thought that comes to me. What has God given to you to give away? Now, that's going to be a brand new thought for somebody here today. What has God given you to give away? All of us, and I'm including myself, we think that when God gives us something, we get something extra. That's for me. I deserve that. Really? God gave that to me, and maybe he did. I'm not trying to discount that. But have you ever thought about God giving you stuff to give away? God giving you extra funds so you can bless somebody else? It's just a new thought that's radical thinking, perhaps, in 2013 in our culture that is so self-absorbed and self-centered. God, I think, gives people things to give away. And somehow the Lord provided that alabaster jar of perfume to that woman worth a year's wages, and she gave it away by pouring it on the head of Christ. What a powerful story. Some of you remember a movie, an Academy Award-winning movie years ago called Chariots of Fire. It was about the Olympics. It was about a Scottish runner by the name of Eric Little. He died in China as a missionary later on. But his dad told him before the Olympics, "Eric, run to God's glory and let the world stand back and wonder." What a statement. Run to God's glory, or for God's glory, and let the world stand back and wonder. Later, Eric himself would say, "God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. To not run is to hold him in contempt. To not run is to hold him in contempt." God had gifted him to run, so he gave the gift away. What gifts has God given to you or me to give away? It may be a talent. It may be the gift of encouragement. It may be the gift that you have to counsel people. Maybe a gift, and we hold it in. We say, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give anything to anybody." And yet God gives us things to give away.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we're going to share a letter that we received from a listener that's going to touch your life in a powerful way. I really mean it. Tune in tomorrow to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.